This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Manage your account with the MyMTE app. You can track your energy use. You can pay your bill there and do a lot more. That is MTE and MTE.com, the MyMTE app. Joining us, Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor this morning. Good morning, sir.
How you doing today, buddy?
I'm okay. How are things with you?
Are you glad you just got to enjoy the last two weekends of absolutely perfect weather that I can think of all year long? Man, yeah. It's been amazing.
It has been, isn't it?
And what a great weekend to enjoy it with the extended holiday and
start of college football.
Great weekend of college football for most, not all.
You know, and your Kentucky Wildcats pulled one out of their hat.
It was against Toledo, but we'll take all the ones we can get.
I was just looking up the score because there's this guy who does SEC shorts and I can't remember the other guy's name, Mitchell something. But he has like a, you know, let's do a week one roll call. And,
yeah,
you know, it's really funny to see, you know, and of course, Texas lost big. I mean, there were several losses by the SEC, yeah. And I can't remember exactly what the Kentucky guy said, but it was something like,
yeah,
who had right. Non-conference wins? And the Kentucky guy kind of slowly raised his hand. Oh, but yeah, got Ole Miss coming up.
You know, looking forward to a good time. Looking forward to a good time. I mean, it's.
Well, I will be a Kentucky fan that day. I'm not a Lane Kiffin fan.
I can imagine why.
Not really a Tennessee fan that per se either, but I don't know. Something about Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
But so it was a great Labor Day weekend. This means fall is about here, doesn't it?
We are getting so close. And, you know, getting closer to fall, feeling that cooler air, it also means we're in September now, Brian.
I know.
And September, wait for it, folks. Are you ready? Are you ready? Life Insurance Awareness Month.
Nice.
You know, I've got to say, I try to say these things without crying, but as somebody who has had to be the recipient of that, it's difficult, but this awareness really does mean a lot, and it really can help families through a lot.
And when it's unexpected or whatnot, I mean, nobody knows. So we all have to be prepared, and that's kind of what Life Insurance Awareness Month is all about. The perfect time for us to look at, do you have adequate coverage for your loved ones, right?
Certainly. And you know what, while no one, Brian, no one likes to think about what would happen if they weren't around as individuals, but taking the time to do this, think about this as an actual act of love.
Mm-hmm.
For those that you care about, because it can mean so much to that family member, to that family. Obviously, we don't want to lose anybody, ever. But it does mean a lot. And with that, I'll say that, you know, life insurance is fundamentally about protecting your loved ones should something unexpected happen to you. If you pass away, your family will not only face the challenges of grief and loss, but they could also find themselves financially strapped. And that life insurance can help provide them with the financial security in the event that you no longer can be there to help.
Sure. Well, we've got several points here to kind of talk about. Life insurance, protecting what matters most, that's your loved ones, and leaving behind that legacy that you want to leave behind. I mean, you know, no one knows the time or place, but it's important, as we've been talking about here so far this morning, to be prepared for that. So, first of all, let me ask you this. Who needs life insurance?
You're a good candidate if you have a spouse or a partner who depends on your income, or if there are children or other loved ones whom you support. You know, insurance protection can also be a solution if you have outstanding debts like a mortgage, credit cards, or a car loan, or if you simply don't want to burden your loved ones with your final expenses.
So, with that said, what about this type of insurance through maybe your employer?
So, Brian, while many people have life insurance through their employer, this coverage, it may not be enough for you and your family, depending on your situation. Among employers who offer group life insurance, only 2% offer more than 2 times the employee's annual salary. Essentially, that's just 2 years of income, according to The Guardian's 2023 Workplace Benefit Study. And remember that it's only good as long as you're employed there, right? Mm. So with all this in mind, many people purchase individual insurance as a supplement to their workplace coverage.
Okay, that makes sense. And
what do you need outside of what's at work, right?
Yeah, okay. We're talking about life insurance. September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. Now the big question, I guess, is how much? That's probably something that folks listening may struggle with.
Yeah, you very well might hear that you need life insurance equal to about 7 to 10 times your pre-tax annual salary. That's not a bad ballpark figure, but not everyone is playing in the same ballpark.
Well, true.
Right? So to get a true sense of how much of a death benefit is right for you, you may want to use the LIFE, L-I-F-E, guide to calculate your needs.
Well, I cheated, and I looked up what that means. Okay, so we're talking about liabilities, income, final expenses, education needs. So let's take those one at a time. When we talk about liabilities as part of a way to calculate, what are we talking about here?
So, you know, will your family need to pay off a mortgage, credit cards, car loans, or other debts to help make their life a little bit easier?
Okay. Liabilities with income. I mean, that's pretty much what income, right? The family income.
Definitely. You know, will your family need to replace your income for a period of years?
Okay. Final expenses. We're talking about funeral, burial, that type of thing. What, how much that would cost?
We are, and I, you know, do you have the resources to cover funeral and burial expenses, or have you already paid for prepaid?
Okay.
Expenses.
So something to consider there, and education needs. I guess this would be very important if you have children.
You know, do you need to put children through a private school or college situation?
Okay. So when we're looking at how much liabilities, income, final expenses, educational needs, that's the acronym LIFE there. So on life insurance, Lee, what type, I guess, is another question that we should ask?
So you typically can choose between two basic types of insurance. And I say that because obviously there are many parameters around this to make it more, but there are two primary types. One is term insurance. The other is permanent insurance. And as their name suggests, the term insurance is designed to provide coverage for a designated period, such as 10, 15, or 20-year term. At the end of that term, you're likely not going to keep it because the cost is too high.
Okay.
In general, term insurance is quite affordable for most people, especially when they buy policies as young adults. On the other hand, permanent insurance, such as whole life or universal, is usually considerably more expensive because in addition to providing a death benefit, your premiums can also build cash value. Now, in choosing these, Brian, between the term and the permanent insurance, you also want to evaluate several issues, such as how long do you think you'll need coverage and how much annual premium can you afford to pay?
Well, September, Life Insurance Awareness Month, and that's kind of why we have brought you this topic. But life insurance is something that I know that is different for me now at 50, almost one. And, you know, when it was when we first got married, you know, Heather and I in our mid-20s. So it's one of those things that changes. Just like we talk about this all the time. Your financial needs change from year to year, from season to season, and so does this, huh?
It does. And so, you know, this is one of those areas where, you know, we've talked about this before. If there's something we can't stand in our industry, it's, oh, Lee, you're doing a great job. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Keep it up. No, we need to have reviews. It's important to review the coverage that you have on insurance as well as other investment needs. Here in insurance, we suggest at least every 3 to 5 years or after a major life event like a marriage, the birth of a child, maybe the birth of a grandchild. Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
Consider working with a financial advisor who can look at your complete financial situation and really help you choose a policy that truly fits your family's needs. Taking action sooner rather than later could be one of the most important gifts that you give your loved ones.
Well, if there's someone listening that, you know, this is part of the greater financial situation that they're looking at considering, or maybe they haven't looked at it in 10 or 15 years. There've been a lot of life that's happened in that amount of time and they really don't know where to start. I'm sure yourself or any of our local Edward Jones financial advisors would be glad to help.
Brian, we would always love the opportunity to talk to you and the chance to hear what your needs are. Feel free to give us a call. You can reach my office at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. We can talk about your need. We can talk about your situation. We can talk about even what part of town do you live in. Maybe having someone closer to you can help. But from those questions, we can assess and get you with the right financial advisor with Edward Jones locally.
Lee, as always, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you, Brian.
Appreciate
have a great day.
That is Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin joining us here on the show today. Have a good one.